ground level. Pendlebury comes pacing away with the Sharon. He handballs over the top. It's good to Goey, who takes it on the 50. Smothered by Shaw. Back to Goey. He's going to have a crack at goal here around the body. It might sail through. He's kicked it.
Fair dinkum. It's taken this long for Jordan Goey to get a Rising Star nomination. Who is making these decisions? Should have been around round 5 or 6 the way the kid was playing. But finally, Jordan Goey gets a big nomination. He's welcome. Let's welcome him to the run home. Good on you, Jordan. Congratulations.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
How have you been? How are you feeling this year about being a Collingwood player for the first time around?
Yeah, it's a bit of a whirlwind, to be honest. Obviously, it's been such a good club for the past few years now. And I'm just enjoying my time and loving playing AFL footy, that's for sure.
Hey, Jordan, we had Darcy Moore on the other day, and I know that you've had the journey with Darcy. I think you played juniors together, you got drafted together, you're now playing together. You must be bloody good mates.
Yeah, we are. Obviously, as you said, we've been together for a fair while now, and he was always there sort of helping me at the beginning when I got to the club, just because he had a bit more experience because he got there just before me. So he's been really good for my development, and we always hang around with each other as much as we can.
Well done, Jordan, on the nomination. You've had a great year, and as Marco said, probably should have happened a fair bit earlier. How have you found it?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I was pretty much just focusing on getting games towards the start of the year, and now obviously it's really good recognition to get one, but yeah, I just try and focus on playing my role for the team.
How have you found the year? How difficult is it for young players coming into the AFL, and how different is it to playing tack last year?
Yeah, obviously there's a fair bit of difference, to be honest. Nothing can really compare from moving up to TAC to AFL just in regards to the standards and the workload, but yeah, once you pretty much get through pre-season, obviously that's a massive shock at the beginning. But once you get through that, I think as the season pans out, it slows down a little bit and the workload gets a little easier. So once you get through pre-season, it's pretty much smooth sailing from there.
Now, when the young players come in at the end of this year, the new draftees, and you're having a chat to them, who would be the one player you tell them that they should piggyback on and follow around and watch how they go about it?
Probably Pendles. Obviously, he's pretty much the ultimate professional. Like, he does everything right, and that's why I sort of just tried tagging along with him this year. And he's obviously been really good with my development so far. And yeah, he's just one of those guys who's really easy going, and he's always there to help you.
Who's the bloke not to hang around with?
There's none of those boys.
Come on, there must be one or two little rat bags in there, Jordan.
Come on.
I'm guessing you want me to say Swanee, but
No.
No, you said that.
No, Swanee's a ripper.
Swanee is a ripper. He's a funny man, that's for sure. But none of those boys at the club, they're all pretty hard working.
Jordan, massive announcement yesterday by the AFL. $2.5 billion broadcast deal. Now, that is a lot of cash. Now, you're going to be playing probably the majority of your career right in the sweet spot. Oh. That 6-year period, mate. Woo. From 2017 to 2022, lots of cash hanging around. Were you just doing cartwheels yesterday or what?
Oh, yeah, obviously it's pretty exciting news. But hopefully in the future I get a nice contract deal. I'll be pretty happy with that. But at the moment, I'm pretty happy with where I am at the moment.
When you sign contracts, do you wait or do you normally like to get in early and just get an extension done? Because I know you've just had an extension to your contract. Maybe you should have held off. Who is your manager, by the way?
I got Nick Geeshan at ASP.
Oh, he might have jumped the gun.
Nah, definitely not. I think considering they showed faith in me by picking me at pick 5, so obviously I just thought I wanted to give back a bit. And ever since I've been at the club, they've been really good for my development. So there was no reason why I shouldn't have signed on at that period of time.
I'll just let you know a little secret, Jordan. If you didn't go at 5, you would have gone at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You would have gone every pick after that.
Yeah, I know, but they still were the first ones to do it, so you can't complain.
True.
Hey, how's the group going, Jordan? I know it's been a tough year in that you've had a lot of close losses where in many occasions you've had a chance to win but come up short. How is the mood of the group?
The mood's pretty good at the moment, to be honest. Obviously, we're all fairly disappointed about the last 7 or 8 weeks, but I think we just got to put them behind us and pretty much focus on this week because we'll obviously use those last few weeks of motivation, and hopefully we can get the job done this week.
Hey, Jordan, Darcy Moore kicked a bag of goals the other week. I reckon he'd be a little bit flat that a bloke that he was the captain over got a nomination first. Is he a little bit dirty, Darcy Moore?
No, he might be. He might be, but that's, I guess there's not much he can do about it, to be honest. So we usually throw a bit of ban around, and I was getting into his ear about it the other day. So he's been pretty supportive about it, and I'm sure he'll get one in these next couple of weeks.
What type of car do you drive, Jordan?
A Holden Ute.
Clever. About to upgrade?
No, not at the moment.
Why a Ute?
Pardon?
Why a Ute? Are you a tradie at any? Are you on the tools?
No, I actually used to ride motorbikes when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
So it's just made it easy for me to do that, I guess.
Wouldn't be allowed to do that anymore, I wouldn't reckon. Jordan, is that in your contract?
Yeah, no, all the bikes have been sold, unfortunately. Just focusing on footy at the moment.
Get a good bit of cash for them?
Yeah. Nah, it's a pretty pricey sport, so I got some good cash.
What were you riding? Were you a CR or you're a KY or a XR? What were you on?
CR 50.
You're on the CR? Okay. Well, it's Guy Regoni's choice. It's a Honda.
Right.
So don't worry about that. Oh, you're not into bikes, Scotty?
No, nothing about them, and I don't reckon you know much about them either.
I'd like to have a go. Hey, Jordan, well done. Congratulations.
Got a girlfriend, Jordan? What's happening?
No girlfriend. Single and ready to mingle.
Right. Oh.
Marco's your man.
Okay. Where have you been hanging out? Because we'll put the word out for you.
Probably Seven Nightclub.
Seven Nightclub.
I only head there when there's a 6 day break, though. So.
Eight day break.
No, 6 day. 6 day turnaround.
Oh, 6 day. Okay,
that's fair enough. Hey, Jordan, congratulations.
Thanks for that.